This Friday, the Sackville Festival of Early Music kicks off another year, and it's a special one. This year, organizers will not have to drive to Halifax to pick up a harpsichord for the festival, thanks to a gift of a long-standing patron of the festival. Joanna Manning has been coming to the Festival of Early Music for years, and last year she approached artistic director Linda Pierce to see if there was a concrete way she could support the festival in thanks for all the concerts she had enjoyed with her late husband, Gary. After some discussion, the two arrived at the idea of donating a harpsichord to the Mount Allison Music Department, where Pierce is an assistant professor, so that the instrument could benefit performers, audiences, and also students of the department. CHMA stopped by Brunton to meet Manning, Pierce, and hear the newly acquired harpsichord in action, played by Mount Allison music professor Gail H. Martin.
So here's the delicate upper manual, and then the lower manual, and then I can couple them together by pushing that, and it gets both manuals at the same time. And I have a ghost playing.
If somebody is walking in from outside and they saw this, they would say, oh, that's a funny looking piano, right? So it has a box, it has a lid, it has a stick, it has a keyboard, it has legs, and they might just put it in the box called pianos. But they're actually, pianos and harpsichords are in different families of instruments because of what's going on inside the instrument. So a harpsichord key is on a pivot, so it's like a seesaw or a teeter-totter. And when you push down one side, the other side goes up, and it lifts up a jack that's holding a plectrum, and the plectrum is like a tiny guitar pick, and that plucks the string. And so the string sounds, and then it decays. And it's so there's not a long life to the sound. And on a piano, there's a hammer, so you push down the key and the hammer drops, and the harder you push, the louder, you know, it's going to be, and the harpsichord doesn't work that way. So the harpsichord generates volume and texture by creating a wash of notes. You can think of it like a waterfall of notes just spilling out from under the keys. This harpsichord sort of opens a window into 200 plus years of repertoire that allows students to sort of enter the sonic world of composers like J.S. Bach or Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre, who composed for this instrument. And so they're learning them in part on a piano, which is wonderful, and the performance of which I totally endorse. But by also learning them on the harpsichord, they come a little bit closer to hearing and understanding what the composer envisioned. And it's that sonic world that speaks volumes. I think it also speaks to students on multiple sensory levels because it's also beautiful. The decoration and the harpsichord as an object of art is also going to give a sort of sensory input on a different level to students and audience members, obviously.
Will people get a chance to hear this harpsichord in concert this festival?
Oh, yes, they will. So we have three concerts. The Friday night concert, no harpsichord, but will be brilliant anyways. Saturday night concert, you will hear at 7:30 p.m., you'll hear Le Boreade with Dion Mazzarole, who is a wonderful singer. And the harpsichord will be featured as a continuo instrument. So it's an accompanying group instrument that supports the other instruments. And on Sunday at 7:30 p.m., we've invited Eleanor Fry, a cellist, a really fabulous cellist, and Melisande McNabney from Montreal, an internationally acclaimed harpsichordist, to come and give a duo concert. So they're going to show off the instrument as a soloist and in duo formats. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Joanna Manning, and I was very happy to be part of the music department of Mount Allison being able to acquire the harpsichord. Well, music has meant so much to me throughout my life. I first heard classic music when I was about 9 years old, and since then there hasn't been any other music that has meant anything to me. And so when we moved to New Brunswick in 2004, we were so happy to find not only was the early music festival here at Mount Allison, but year-round music. And my late husband and I came as often as we possibly could.
And this instrument has some writing inside the cover there. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I can tell you that it's been around for centuries. It has been used and sometimes reused and maybe reinterpreted. You will find it referenced in some of Vermeer's paintings. It means a lot to me right now because 3 years ago, the early music festival were the last concerts my late husband and I came to together. And the quotation more or less says, "Music is a joy, but also is a companion in sorrow." So this year's concerts will be very meaningful to me.
What are you most looking forward to about this upcoming festival?
I shouldn't pick favorites, but Sunday's going to be the ultimate for me. I probably cry in the audience, I'll try and hide, but the harpsichord and the cello is my favorite instrument, my most favorite. And of course, Bach's 6 suites for solo cello have followed me through my life, and they're what I turn to almost every day. I'll put a CD on with those. So the combination of cello and harpsichord is just going to be magical.
That was the voice of Joanna Manning, a music patron who has just donated a harpsichord to the Mount Allison Music Department, which will make its debut at this year's Sackville Festival of Early Music. Before that, you heard the voice of artistic director Linda Pierce, and this is Gail H. Martin playing a piece by Francois Couperin. Tickets to this year's festival are available for both streaming and in-person concerts at the Brunton Auditorium. The festival is bringing in harpsichordist Melisande McNabney to play the newly acquired instrument in a concert Sunday night. While in Sackville, McNabney will also host a workshop, a colloquium, and private lessons for Mount Allison students. She will also visit with and perform at local elementary and secondary schools. You can learn more about the artists and schedule for the festival at sackvilleearlymusic.com.